Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us across the entire globe. It's Psychic Talk Radio. Yes, we are simulcasting on radio and live video streaming on YouTube. Welcome to, it's over here. Welcome to the Psychic Cafe. Last night, I did not have the background on with the cafe, and so the logo was on the other side. Damn it. It's like, I'll never get used to that. Maybe I should just move them over, and then I don't have to. And then you can see the rain coming down a little better over here. Yeah. Oh, wow. Last night was a lot of fun. I had Michelle on. And tonight, though, I've got Ellie. Hey, Ellie, how you been?
Hi, everyone. Hello, Dax. I've been good.
Good. Yep. It's a rainy night here in the cafe. Actually, every night is...
It's raining a lot there.
Even if it's sun shining, you know, it's like here in this cafe, the rain's always coming down. You know, we got the fireplace going over in the corner over here.
It's always a cozy mood.
Yes. Yes. Oh, wow. And then, of course, if you're listening on radio, you have no clue what we're talking about. That's because you need to come over to YouTube and see us. That's right. You can listen to us, but you can also come see us. Just open a new tab in your browser, type in psychic.cafe/live, and that'll take you right to the current live that day. Yeah, it's not just for today. It's like it's for all of our shows. If you know the show time, you just type in psychic.cafe/live. Boom, you're in there. You can pop in the chat with us, hang out. You can see us and see us holding up the cards and, you know, all that kind of stuff as well. And if you are in the chat, on, you know, maybe you're watching us on YouTube, you can dial into the show. Yeah, we're one of the few YouTube live programs where you can actually call us and talk to us. I know, you know, all those other lives and they think they're cool with their super chats and everything like that and everything, but they can't call in. Yeah. But you can call us. Yep. It's 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through. That lets us know you want to be live on air. Oh, wow. They're starting to come in already, Ellie. We've got a few callers in the queue. We are ready to go with that. It's good, too, because a couple things. One, it's kind of slow in the chat on YouTube right now, you know, which was the same thing last night. Thank God I had Michelle with me. And, you know, we chit-chatted, and oh, my God, we were laughing up a storm. It was just so funny. I mean, it was like cutting each other up, joke after joke after joke. And then finally people started coming in, you know, because we didn't have phone lines. So we were waiting for people to come in to the chat. But tonight we have the phone lines. Yeah, there something happened. You know, it's like what happened, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. We had 5 days. It was almost like a whole week where we couldn't do the radio simulcast because Blog Talk, you know, you would dial in and everything would look, you know, fine. Everything sounds fine. You know, you got through, you put all the codes in, you're all set, you know. And then this, the announcer lady, she comes on and goes, "We're experiencing issues with our system. Please call it back another time," and then hang up. Well, that stopped, and we were able to do like two or three shows with caller lines. And then last night happened again. I'm telling you, it's that Mercury retrograde. And we've got what? We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more days, about 6 or 7 days till we get out of the freaking Mercury retrograde. But tonight, miracle of miracles, I dialed in and the phone lines are working. Yes. And Dan says, "And picking on poor me." Yes, we were abusing Dan in the chat because we didn't know what else to do, waiting for people to come in and ask questions.
No, not allowed to do that. Yeah. No picking on Dan.
Michelle's in there. She says, "Hi, Daximillion. Hi, Ellie." And then Dan says, Ellie, how is the muggle job going?
It's going well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah. So what are you doing mostly? Like, what are your days filled with? You're sitting there coding. What are you doing?
Yeah, a lot of tasks that come in, just maintaining a website, so in code, and sometimes just on the platform itself, and building out pages or updating stuff, and just kind of little tasks to help me get my feet into the pool of what we do, really. It's an ocean of what we do, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yep. Yeah, we just started, beginning of the year, our new website, Psyche Cafe. It's a social media networking community platform. Basically, it's Facebook. It's Facebook. It does all the things Facebook does and all the other, you know, social media out there. Branding and profiles and groups and instant messaging and events. You can post your events. Private messaging, articles, friending, liking, you know, status updates. You got your wall. It's called the status feed or the feed stream. I think it calls it stream on Psychic Cafe. Great software. We're using Peepso. It's really great. I can't wait till, you know, we become like a multi-million dollar website and we can hire Ellie to run the bloody thing so I don't have to do it.
There you go.
It's like, Ellie, what's your salary? We'll double it. Come over here.
Yeah. Wow.
Now
that would be fun.
We just have to get rich. That's all, you know?
Let's just manifest that. Yeah. We can totally do that.
It's just the beginning. You know, things have snowballed before where they've gone crazy, you know, and gotten really big and, you know, pretty quickly, you know. It could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's free. It's free to come join, just like, you know, signing up on Facebook, what have you. Just come over to psychic.cafe. There's a green join button, you know. You put in your password, you know, think of a password, put in a username, preferably your name. Like, you know, I have Dax Carlisle shoved together. That's my username. And although I have it displaying it separated, right? And then you put in an email address and boom. Or there's like the little buttons. So you can like use your social media accounts to sign up. We are so high tech now. I love it. Oh, and we got more people coming into the chat. I mentioned Dan and Michelle and Elizabeth just came in. Can Mercury retrograde cause communication breakdown between people? Okay. I am not an astrologer, but I have to say, I think yes. And for a couple of reasons, I mean, yeah, they always talk about the technical things, but, you know, I've noticed communication breakdowns during Mercury retrograde over the years. You know, I never even heard of Mercury retrograde. I've been doing, you know, I was doing tarot for like 20 years before someone told me, oh, yeah, you know, they have this thing, Mercury retrograde. It's like, it's similar to the five energy in numerology. I'm like, oh, okay. It gets a bad rap, though. Just like five gets a bad rap, you know, really it's high energy. You can get a lot done. Just don't let it spiral down into chaos. You'll be okay. But communication, you know, what was I going to say about that? I've seen that happen just this month, you know. Oh, here's a good example. I've been tongue-tied since the beginning of Mercury retrograde, you know. Things are not coming out. You know, half the time I'm perfectly fine. The other half of the time, you know, it's just a blah, 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 blah. I can't talk. And this is happening on like every show in April. It's insane. What do you think, Ellie?
Totally agree. Just Mercury retrograde is, of course, infamous for like the communication breakdowns, but it's also because Mercury, the planet, rules how we communicate. It rules technology. It rules the way that we move forward with our words, with our ideas. And since it's in retrograde, it's kind of that point in time where maybe you consider it like a little break where we have to just pause, think about what we're saying, what we're doing, what we're writing, how we're communicating. And it's really just, you know, yeah, you're right, it gets a bad rap, but it's definitely something that you can look at as an opportunity to kind of reevaluate where you are right now as far as, you know, how you're communicating with loved ones or with friendships. Just anything in your life that requires for you to bring your thoughts forward and kind of see, you know, what's working, what's not working, and just reevaluate that. So we try to look at it in that light, because technology, of course, my job is in tech and everything's just going funky. And I'm just kind of like, okay, take a step back and let's see, where is the real problem? Where is the root of the problem? So it just kind of forces you to sit back and think, you know, a couple steps behind you. But
Mercury is also the messenger and associated with Quicksilver. And, you know, actually, the funny thing is, I think part of it is that it's so fast, you know, Quicksilver and Mercury, and it's like, it's almost as if we're thinking faster than our mouths can speak it, you know, or we think so fast and we say something too fast and then, oops, wait a minute, I should have thought before I said what I said. So it gets us in trouble, you know, so think before you say anything, at least till after the 25th, you know. Dan says, after all, our brains are powered by electricity. Well, you know, you could think of the, you know, jumping the synapses and everything. Michelle says she agrees that it can affect that. Yeah. Cool stuff. Okay. So let me give the phone number out again. Give people time to call in. 714-816-4628. We'll be going to phone calls pretty rapidly. 714-816-28. Don't forget to press 1 on your dial pad. And then, let's see, what else did I want to say? Okay, so numerology of the day, card of the day. I already did today's. Yeah, I did today's with Michelle last night. That's right. So I cut it out, made it into a little video. So if you want the numerology and the card for the day, you're going to have to go look on the channel after the show. So it's on the channel, our Psychic Talk channel, and you can go over to Psychic Cafe, and it's right there in the feed. You know, just scroll down, you'll see it right away. Tarot and numerology for the 18th, but I'm gonna do the 19th real quick here. So the tarot and numerology for Friday, April 19th, 2024. And the entire date reduces to 4, which is structure and foundations and plans and all that kind of stuff. And then for the card of the day, I got the King of Cups. And actually, just give me a second here. I'm going briefly my fancy dancy schmancy background here, because there we go. Because I can't hold the card where you guys can see that. So let me start this over just to make it go a little smoother here. Okay. So the numerology and cards of the day for, it's card of the day. Yeah. Let me redo that, because I'm going to excerpt this out and pop it into its own video here. So the card of the day and numerology for Friday, April 19th, 2024, the entire date reduces to 4. So that's structure, foundations, plans, things like that. And then I got from Ciro Marchetti's Grand Lux deck, the King of Cups. Very pretty King of Cups there. Yep. So kings are 44. So there's that 4 number, that 4 energy again, twice. It's a master number, the master manifestor number. Yes, the kings are the penultimate of the suit. They have that element down, you know, and can just manifest like nothing. You know, just think of what they want and it manifests, you know, and you can get that way too as well. Use your creativity. You know, the King of Cups is saying explore your artistic interests. Yes. And, you know, rather than tensing up, go with the flow. Just go with the flow, right? And also, you know, you can lead with your heart. Sometimes the King of Cups is saying lead with your heart and lead with compassion in your interactions and everything. Your sensitivity is your superpower, folks. That's right. That's right. Also, be open to being fully open, you know, being vulnerable. Wear your heart on your sleeve. That's right. Check that out. So that's what I got. Card of the day, numerology of the day for Friday, April 19th, 2024. All righty. And Ellie, are you there? Waiting for Ellie to come back.
I'm here. Just want to make sure I give you enough time to make that beautiful clip.
It's all set and ready to go. So should we go right to the phone lines, or did you have a card you wanted to do, or what are we doing?
I did pull some cards just real quickly before we head to the phone.
Oh, okay.
So excited. The cards that I did pull today for us, just to kind of give us a vibe of what's going to happen tomorrow, what's going on tomorrow, what we need to know. I've got, if it focuses here, the Sun. And this is from the Wisdom of Pluto Tarot. So I'm very excited to share this with you all. This is the first time I'm using it, actually reading with it. So if you're here tonight and you get a reading, this is the very first time I'm using this deck. So,
what's the name again?
The Wisdom of Pooh Tarot.
Oh, Wisdom of Pooh. Oh, yeah. I saw your Facebook post on that. Did you do one on the Psychic Cafe site yet?
I haven't. I'll probably use it as my deck of the week for next week. Because
Gotcha. Okay.
It's super exciting. It's super cute. So, yeah, the Sun. Beautiful, fun energy. Super cute.
That's fun.
If my camera focuses here, if you can't see... those of you listening, we have Christopher Robin, Rabbit, Piglet, I think that's Kanga, Roo, and they're all just standing in the sun. There's sunflowers and a beautiful bright blue sky, and it just really feels joyful. It really feels like that energy of just being surrounded by warmth, comfort, happiness, and we could all definitely use some of that in our lives. We've got an angel number here just to kind of give us a vibe for tomorrow. 272 is confidence.
Mm.
So if you see the 272 pop up anywhere for you tomorrow, whether it be a house address or something you see, you know, a number, a total, it's a sign to remind you that confidence is yours. You have confidence. Bask in that beautiful warmth, that beautiful joy of everything that is in your life, that is blessings and things that really help pull you through the hard times, because we know there's a lot of hard times going on, and sometimes it's hard to just kind of forge forward. But again, have the confidence that that is going to be a supporting energy for you, the sun there, that is going to bring you warmth, joy, and happiness. Just keep moving forward. That's the part that I got.
Cool. Oh, and Elizabeth was the one that asked about the Mercury retrograde and can it cause communication breakdown between people. And then she asked, can we pull cards to see if this break in communication will end between me and the person on my mind right now? Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You need to know about the possibility of that communication break ending, right?
Or wait till the 24th and Mercury retrograde ends. Hey, you never know. Could be.
Well, it's as ambiguous as it could possibly get. I got the Wheel of Fortune. So, Elizabeth, the chances are it's going to be what you make of it, right? Part of it is fate. Part of it is also how you kind of take your part in the way you want it to move forward. If this is something that you truly want to reconcile, you know, this breakdown in communication, it may be time to take a chance and, you know, this, especially this period right now before the retrograde ends. Again, it's a time for pause. It's a time for reevaluation, saying, you know, what might have been causing a breakdown in communication? You know, what if there's anything that I can do to kind of clear up this communication, even if it means just initiating that conversation to say, hey, you know, I feel like this and this is going wrong. You know, can we talk about it? If it's somebody who is resistant to having those conversations, this is like kind of, you know, that chance that you have taken to try and spin that wheel in the right direction, or the, you know, making everything go up as opposed to down. But it's really about just kind of stepping into that energy of, I'm going to do my part to bring about what I want, you know, in the end result. And it's up to the universe, really, to kind of bring that other person, that other party, to, you know, spin that wheel in the right direction. And hopefully everything aligns and everything, you know, spins together. That's kind of the feeling I got with that Wheel of Fortune that came out.
Well, you know, whenever I get the Wheel of Fortune, I just go, yeah. But
especially in the upright.
You had such a great explanation, you know, and I don't use reversals. So I want to start doing that. Maybe like in the summer, I'll do like all my readings with reversals, you know, and see what happens. Cause I haven't done that in 30 years. So, you know, I just decided I'm not going to do reversals, and I never did.
Oh.
But if
it comes out in reverse, I usually feel like, okay, that's a sign.
Well, see, I shuffle in a particular way so that it will never give me a reverse card. If it does reverse it, all I do is I pay more attention to it, that particular card. That's all I do. But I've seen so many people doing it lately and everything, and it's like, oh, I want to try that now. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and so I pull a couple cards real quick. So I asked, will the breakdown go away, you know, for Elizabeth and her friend or whatever? And I got this and the Ten of Coins. And I took that as yes, it will, because they're both yes cards. And, of course, Major Arcanas are big, fat yes cards, right? But just like some of the other cards in tarot, like the Hermit and the Hanged Man, it's four swords. You know, there's a lot of cards that talk about taking a step back and needing to take some alone time. I mean, Hermit, it's literally, you know, be a hermit for a bit, you know. But the High Priestess is one of those too. Yeah. And so it seems like you know, the overall answer to your question was yes, it's going to end. But the High Priestess says, hey, either you or the other person or both of you need this time by yourself, you know. And the other thing with it being the Ten of Coins, you know, I think there's something going on financially there. You know, are they preoccupied with work? Are you preoccupied with work? You know, something along those lines. I don't know what it is exactly, but something to do with finances. The ten of coins in general, but specifically this one from Chiro's deck talks more, I think, about investments. You know, the investments you make, your savings, family wealth and investments, things like that. So it might have something to do with that. Anyway, that's what I got. Charlotte just came in. Hi, Charlotte. Hello, Cafe Peeps. Yay. Oh, gosh, I haven't heard that in a while. Are we still using peep? Is that still a acceptable slang? Hey, Peeps, what's up?
It is if you want to be.
Okay, I guess so, yeah. I thought that was like over, you know, started in the 90s and was over by the 2000s, you know. But it's funny though, because the software that we use for Psychic Cafe, is the website, you know, to make it into a social media community website with all the, you know, Facebook-like features, is actually called Peepso. And I think that's why they named it Peepso, because that was the idea, was you get together with all your peeps on one platform, you know, and it's infinitely better than things like Facebook, because, you know, you don't have all the distractions, all the other stuff that's on Facebook. Like if you're in a group, like our group, we have two groups. We have a group for Psychic Talk and we have a group for the Tarot Guild. Go check them out. Go join. There's like 6,500 to 7,000 on the Tarot Guild one, and several hundred on the Psychic Talk one. And you could be on there, you know, but then there's all the other distractions. There's all the other groups, the messages coming in. There's the advertisements and the, oh my God, just, you know, endless stuff distracting you. Even if you're in a group that's focused, right? None of that on Psychic Cafe. It's really cool. Elizabeth says, thank you to that resonated, especially what Dak said. Cool. Huh. I got a hit. Yay. Peeps, little colorful marshmallow chicks that come in a few flavors, Dan says. Yeah, that's what I, you know, when I saw the Peepso, I was looking at all these different programs to use. And when I found Peepso, that's the first thing that popped in my head too, was like, oh, now I want some of those Peeps, you know, especially the yellow originals, you know, I want the Peeps. Yeah. So, hey, just like Elizabeth did, any of you guys watching us on YouTube, you can go ahead and in the chat, just say, if you want something general, you know, want us to pull some cards, just say something like, can I have a message from the universe? If you have a specific question, which I prefer specific questions, just type it in. Just go ahead and type in the question, you know, couple of lines, don't write an entire book, but, you know, you don't have to ask to get on a list. You don't have to ask, can I get a reading? You just type it in. We take them in the order that they're in the chat. If we can get to your question, we'll get to it. Don't spam the chat. Put it in once because other people have put their question in before you and it's not fair. You know, we just take them in the order that they come in. And our monitors, I forget what to call them, the moderators, that's the word I want. You know, it's weird. Every time I go to say moderator about our chat, you know, like Dan's a moderator, Michelle's a moderator in there, Charlotte's a moderator, basically all the hosts, you know. And when I go to say moderator, I can never remember that word. You know, I need to write it in my show notes so I can glance so I don't have to stumble for like 5 minutes going, how's that word? Oh, yeah, moderator. Anyway, what I was getting at is our moderators will be able to take care of that. You know, in other words, if you start spamming in there, they are going to, guess what? They're going to delete your posts. And if you don't stop, they're going to, you know, kick you out of the chat.
But also
they're going to help you, you know. So if you don't know what to do, they'll explain it to you in there. Otherwise, give us a call. Oh, Charlotte says the blue Peeps. I didn't even know they made blue Peeps.
Yep.
Hmm. And Promise.
They're
just,
like blue raspberries.
Promise just made it in too. What do I need to know regarding the Taurus? Oh, and he's got a picture of the bull there. That's so cute. And then two hearts. I guess she's dating or going to date a Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, Promise. We'll get to your question in just a sec. Because I promised, pun intended, to go to the phone lines. So we're going to pop over to the phone lines because I think 551 has been waiting since like before the show started. Are you there, caller 551? That's area code 551. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello.
Hello. Hey, this is Tony. And I'm calling from Birmingham tonight.
Birmingham. Tony? Hi. Did you say Tony, hon?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm getting your name right. What do you want to chat about? What's your question for us?
I have a second job, and it was a discrepancy that happened. And I just wanted to see if you saw me staying with the company.
Okay. Discrepancy.
Oh, yeah.
Five of coins. Definitely stuff going on. Okay, let's see. Overall, it's looking really positive, though, Tony. I'm getting... out of five, I'm getting a majority of yeses that you will stay with the company. It looks like there's transition going to happen, though. You got the Hanged Man and then the Death card coming in. And it just, I get this feeling like, you know, the Five of Coins to me was talking about what you said about there being a misunderstanding, something happening, you know, that kind of thing. But the Nine of Wands comes in to say you have all the skills and abilities for the job. You know, you're needed. The Sun card comes in to say, hey, everything's going to be okay, Tony. It's just that with the Death card showing up, that there's a possibility of something changing, shifting. Job responsibilities, your job in general, something might shift. That's what I'm getting. What are you getting, Ellie, for Tony?
Yeah, so Tony, what I pulled for you is an Oracle card and two tarot cards just to kind of get the idea of, you know, what is the general energy, what's going on here with the discrepancy and how that's going to kind of affect moving forward, just so that you're aware here. The Oracle card that I pulled for you is this one called Gateway. And the imagery here is this unicorn, and it looks like it's prancing through a beautiful lush forest. There are sun rays in the background, so it definitely feels like a transitionary period, like Dax mentioned, so that's cool.
Yeah, when you said Gateway, I saw the Death card in my head right away. It's like that and the Ten of Swords are my, like, Gateway cards. It's like one door closes, another door opens.
And that's so funny that you mentioned that, Dax, because the card that I got, the tarot card that came out, was the Ten of Swords.
Oh, no.
So here with the Ten of Swords, of course, it is that transitionary period where things have just kind of come to a head. That's it. You know, it's just like that rock bottom kind of feeling. But it's also the invitation to be ready for a new dawn, for a new cycle to begin. And the good news here for you, Tony, is that the new cycle, the energy you're moving into, here is the Ace of Pentacles. So that is beautiful, beautiful energy, because that is the new opportunity, new financial opportunities, new gains. There's something tangible to be kind of almost like a reward for stepping into this new opportunity and stepping through that energy of the Gateway card. You know, the Ten of Swords is usually that card that, like, you know, we're kind of sitting there thinking about the weight of everything that has happened, and it's kind of a heavy energy, but at the same time, that dawning in the background is that reminder that the sun will always rise. So despite the challenges and despite the way that we feel, we're going to be able to move up and out of that energy. And perfect that you got the Ace of Wands, because that really feels like a great new opportunity. So that's what I've got for you.
And that Ten of Swords, it looked like it was Spears, like, pinning Piglet up against a tree or something. That was hilarious.
So in this deck, it's the Wisdom of Pooh Tarot, Tony.
Wisdom
and
of Pooh.
It's got cute little Piglet, but he is kind of, you know, standing up on one little sword, tippy-toeing, and he's kind of pinned against a tree. He doesn't look too happy, but at the same time, he has a lot of friends who will help come to his rescue. So I feel like he's okay. He's going to be all right. So just
I may have to get that deck. I hope that helped you out, Tony.
It did. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Have a great night. Yeah. And we're going to go over to area code 201. Hello, caller.
Hi,
what's your name? Where are you calling?
Hello. This is Jacqueline.
Jacqueline, did you say?
Yes.
Oh, Jacqueline. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, Jackie. This is the one.
I like Jackie. That's my favorite. Just go with Jackie.
Okay.
So, what do you want to chat about, huh? What's new?
Work. And the ups and downs and the turmoils at work. And the gaslighting and the turmoil.
So, what's your question? What do you really want to know?
I think I want to stay in the position that I'm in, just so that I don't have to have as much contact with the adults in my school. So I want to know, because I know my principal really wants to put me in another capacity, which I worked in last year, and I just want to know, should I resist going? Should I stay in my current capacity, which gives me a little bit more autonomy? Or should I just ride it out with her? Either way, she's not an honest person, and she likes to use me to get other people charged up, and I don't like that. very empathic, and I usually try to stay away. I just need to know what to do.
Oh, sorry you're going through that, Jeffy.
Yeah.
Let me pull an Oracle card. You can pull one from the You Are Here Oracle. All right. So the card that came out was Field of Flow, and it is about letting go of expectations and control. So I kind of feel like this is encouraging you, honestly, to maybe embrace if there is a new opportunity, if there's something that you've got your eye on. I feel like this is kind of leading you toward it. So, yeah, I do actually kind of feel like there is something, you did say, right, that there is something you're looking forward to. There's something you've got your eye on.
She wants me to do something different next year than what I'm doing this year, which I really don't want to do it because I did it last year. And I realized that I was being used to either trigger other people to get them to work harder or whatever, but it kind of kept me in an adversarial position, and I didn't like that. I didn't come to that school for that mm-hmm. position. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I would rather stay where I'm at if I could retain my autonomy.
Yeah. Okay, I understand. And again, I'm sorry that you have to go through that, but let me go ahead and just present to you the cards that, again, that came out, and just kind of give you some food for thought, something for you to kind of think about and maybe take into consideration.
I'm hearing, but I'm not hearing you clearly. What did you say about other things that I should? Yeah.
Yeah, just to kind of take into consideration what the cards are telling you, but definitely, you know, follow your instincts, right? So the tarot card that I got for you here is the Page of Wands. And with the Page of Wands, what we see is the call to an opportunity to learn, to kind of light your fire for something new, a new experience. It may be uncomfortable. It's definitely kind of what you're describing, that you don't really feel like you want to take this opportunity. But again, just maybe take some time to think a little bit and take into consideration what ways you can take control of this new position that you step into, if you were to. So Page of Wands, again, is that energy of being new, being fresh, and saying, hey, this is an opportunity I can take and I can shape it the way that I want to. So it's just kind of like something to take into consideration. Of course, do what feels right for you, especially if it's affecting you in the sense that it's making you unhappy and uncomfortable. Definitely trust your intuition. But just these two cards together is really saying that if you're being called to do something else, something that you have your eye on, pursue that and really try to, you know, for what you want. Absolutely.
Okay.
Awesome. I hope that helped you out, Jackie. Good luck on that.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
All righty. Let's check the chat room before we take another call, see what's going on in there. Oh, so yeah. So when Jackie was having a little trouble hearing you, I kind of know what was going on because, like, I'm hearing it too, Ellie, where there's a, hard to say how to explain it, but it's like a muffled echoing with your voice. And I think it's off the walls in the room that you're in. You know, I'm thinking you might need to get an inexpensive, like, unidirectional mic with noise canceling. Do you have the noise canceling turned on your Zoom call?
I'm not sure because I'm using these little earbuds, but I will look into what I can do with the settings. Maybe there's something.
Yeah, we should try some different things. I know earbuds are like, especially if they're Bluetooth. Bluetooth is horrible sounding over the Blog Talk studio system. Now, they might work great if you and I are on Zoom or on Skype or even a Facebook call, like directly from your Facebook to my Facebook, or we're both on a Zoom call. But because we're going through the studio,
it just
messes up the sound so bad. Who was it? It was our host. It was Catherine Hahn. always had the earbuds, you know, and she had to stop using them too because it was the sound quality was terrible, really, really bad. So I've always used a headset that was wired, or I would have like a single earbud that I had the thing going off my, you know, down my back, and I plug it in. My setup now with the MacBook, the speakers are fine. I don't need the ear thing. And then I have the microphone, of course, and I have it set to you can do unidirectional, but I have it set on, now my mind is blanked. You can have it on omnidirectional, which is all around, but I have it set on unidirectional. So it only comes this way and it doesn't pick up. And I'm in a tiny, tiny little room. And it's not picking up the voice. Like, I can hear my voice bouncing off these walls, but the microphone is not picking it up.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like an echo.
That's what you want. So that's what has been happening, and it's also getting, like, muffled. So when she couldn't hear you or understand you, it's like, I was thinking, yeah, me too. I can't understand what Ellie's saying. But if I concentrate and listen closely, I can make you out pretty good. But it's just, you know, food for thought for the future. We might want to figure out a different mic system for you so it sounds clear, more clear, yeah. Let's see who has popped in the chat besides. We already mentioned Promise. R has come in, and R's logo is an R, and their name is R.
R?
Like an R. We're just going to go with that. Okay. Welcome aboard, R. And then Kelsey's here. Hi, Kelsey. And Chris H. Hey, Chris. Thanks everybody for joining us in the chat. Any of y'all have questions? So if you just popped in and missed what we said, if you just want something general, just say, hey, could you give me a general message or pull a card for me, please, or something like that. If you have a specific question, just type in the question. You don't have to, you know, wait or nothing like that, you know, or get on a list or ask, can I get a reading, please? No, you don't say that. Just put it in. Put the question in. Okay, and I'm going to look here. Okay, there. It was Promise had the one regarding – what do I need to know regarding the Taurus? And I love Ellie's hair, she says, too.
Thank you.
She likes the blue peeps, too. Oh, okay. I noticed her nails, too, Charlotte. She's talking to Charlotte about you, I think. They look great. Couldn't decide which one to compliment first.
You're so kind. Thank you both.
So Promise, are you asking because this is someone you are thinking about dating or already dating? Oh, I'm seeing in delay on here. You just did the nails in delay. Because I'm not sure whether she's already in the relationship. And, oh, Promise says, I wonder if the last caller was listening through her phone. Yeah, that's another thing, too. If you're on speakerphone and then trying to listen to somebody who's also on speakerphone, which the Bluetooth is almost like speakerphone. It's that same echo. And so it would have been double trouble, you know, for her. But I think she was on the phone. That's what it sounded like. I've been doing this for a long time, so I could tell the difference. I've already dated him, Promise says. Okay. And Promise, did you notice that Ellie's nails match her hair? Oh, that she rocks. That was Charlotte. That's where that whole conversation started. So we got to see, you know, what does she need to most know now about the Taurus? Someone she's dated. Taurus is an earth sign, but I'm getting the Page of Cups. which would be a water sign. So Cancer, Scorpio, what else is water? Pisces? So I don't know if this is referring to him because, like, if he's artistic or sensitive, chronologically younger than you, or at least mentally younger. So I don't know if, Promise, if this is referring to him, because he's a Taurus, which, you know, you would think I would get an earth sign. So if not, this could be indicating another guy. I'm just saying. Okay. Or it could just be pointing out that he, you know, artistic, sensitive, and he might be a little bit on the juvenile side of the scale here, and you need to know about that. But I feel that you already know all this because the Queen of Cups shows up for you. Okay, so you already have that, you know, intuition, psychic ability going on, and this could also be saying, hey, yeah, tune into that more. Your gut already knows all these answers. He's mentally younger but slightly older. Yes, that happens. Oh, but his moon's in Cancer. Ah, his moon's in Cancer. There we go. That's why I'm getting the water. Anyway, but it's perfect. It's exactly, you already know this stuff, though. It's just, tarot's like that sometimes. 90, 95% just reflecting. It's just like, you know, confirming things, and then 5 to 10% new information. I love the Queen of Cups in that deck. Yes, this is Chiara Marchetti's Grand Books. And I'm going to actually, while I'm thinking about it, I was going to put up Ellie's URL. But before I put up Ellie's URL, I'm going to put up the Lux. There it is. Psychic, went away. Psychic.cafe/Lux. If you want to grab the Tarot Grand Lux, which is just a fantastic deck. That's the backs. Really cool, huh? Now check out the Hierophant. Whoa. Yep. So that's the other card I got, was the Hierophant. It's the only major arcana card, and it's towards the end there. You know, so hint. Hierophant's one of the traditional marriage cards in tarot. So that's what I got, what the tarot thinks you need to know. You know, A, you already know about that he's mentally younger and his attitude, right? So you can work with that. You know, it's reflecting, you know, it's confirming. And then also, B, use your intuition and you'll be fine with him. C, it may get serious. Oh, wrong card. It may get serious. Anyway, I don't know if you pulled any cards, Ellie, or not, or do you want me to go to the next question?
Yeah, I mean, real quick, I pulled just a few Okay, so the cards I got were the Oracle card, Seeing Beyond. So what this gives me is that this person, this Taurian person, this Taurus energy here, is definitely a person who has a very good perception of others. They're very observant. They're very, you know, pick up on other people's energies. And I feel like that really helps them with this Justice card here. It really helps them be very discerning. So when I see the Justice card come up in describing a person, I feel like it's somebody who is very just and balanced, but also may sometimes be too, like, by the book. So just something to be kind of aware of. You know, Taurians have a bit of that tendency to be a little bit stubborn, but very, you know, appropriately with that Cancerian moon there, seeing beyond. So they're very perceptive, and I think that would help them move forward. When they sense sincerity in people, when they sense, you know, intentions toward them, they're very perceptive about that. And it's funny that, Dax, you pulled a page, because I also got a page. I got the page of pentacles, or this deck is chocolate pentacles. Really cute. But this is that energy of somebody who's always looking out for what will be the next great thing for them, what would be a great addition to their life, their, you know, their day-to-day. That page is really about being curious and being kind of like on the lookout, a prospecting kind of energy. Again, kind of going in with that justice and saying, all right, you know, what is it that's going to work here? What is it that's right, that's fair, that's just? What is it that's going to be a good balance for me in my life right now? So I guess just kind of to sum up your question, what you need to know about this Taurus person is that approach with sincerity and approach with, you know, just a lot of true intention to make them aware that, you know, you're not there to play games and you're not there to try and pull a fast one. Nobody really is, hopefully, but that's kind of like that energy of like the sincerity. Just kind of overall, the key word that comes up is sincerity and just really being there, communicating, being present in the way that they want to be seen and heard. So, yeah, there
you go. Cool, cool. So again, psychic.cafe/LUXE if you want to grab that deck. And let me put in Ellie's, E-L-L-I-E. There we go. So if you want to talk to Ellie in between shows, you know, when she pops on here and there, go over to psychic.cafe/Ellie to her profile. You can learn more about her. You can check out like all of her like deck reviews and all this stuff. You'll see it all in, over there. And you can message her. And it, of course, it's free to join. You have to join to message. So join Psychic Cafe. It's free. Go to her profile and then you can hit the message button. And then you can also book a reading with Ellie. That's right. If you want to talk to me in between shows, go to psychic.cafe/Dax and you can book a reading with me. Although I suggest going over to the sale page, which is scrolling by right now, 50% off my readings and 75% off the lifetime membership. Yeah, so go over to psychic.cafe/, where is it? Over here. Sale. psychic.cafe/sale for my readings. Scroll down a little on the page. Okay? And you can grab us a cup of coffee. That's coming by too. Right here, if you're enjoying the show, if you got a good reading, if you just like hanging out with us, if you, you know, just want to send us some love, go over to psychic.cafe/coffee. You can grab us a cup of coffee. Okay. And Dan says her deck reviews are awesome. Yes. And I did see Daisha come in and Aditya Mishra. I like Mishra better. That's easier to say. Anyway, we are like coming up on the end of the show here. Ellie and I have to do a short show. Ellie's got a dinner to go to. I got other stuff to go to and everything. There was a question in the chat from, I'll just do this real quick. Was it Nancy? Okay, wait. Now I'm confused because, Nancy was, hi, Nancy. Nancy was after Kelsey. Kelsey was, would the Virgo and I, Gemini, ever get back together in the future? Okay, so you're showing up as the Queen of Swords, and it's just talking about you're leading with your heart, which I told you with the card of the day, that's what you need to do. But actually, this one's saying you need to be a little more analytical about this. He's showing up even though he, what was he again, Virgo? What's Virgo? Earth sign. Oh, yeah. He's showing up as King of Coins, which is Earth. Yes, so it actually did match. Wow, that's cool. So very down-to-earth person, I was going to say. Is there hope for the future? I got the Six of Wands. Six is success in numerology, and Six of Wands is literally the success card in tarot. So, yes, definitely a good possibility. Nancy asks, hello, will I be receiving my special package in the mail soon? Well, if you're expecting a package, I assume it's going to show up. but if you don't know when it's going to show up, I don't know, track the package? I don't know. Maybe it's a guy thing or a tech thing because I'm like analytical and technology, you know, it's like, go on USPS and you click the link and it tells you how far out the package. Why would you ask a tarot reader that? You know, I'm sorry. Just some of the questions make me go off and it just cracks me up. It just, the things people will ask, is my package coming? Okay. This is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say the Magician card. Yes. It's going to be here soon. Eight of Cups. Probably, could take up to 8 days. Yeah. Interesting. But then there's all these things at the doorway. Isn't that interesting? You know, like packages being left at the door. Anyway, that's all we're going to say on that one. And then I was going to try to squeeze in a call before we go off the air here real quick. We only have time for one more call. It's going to be area code 216. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes. Hello, my name is Patricia. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Patricia. Calling... What's your question for us?
Yes.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh.
I've been dealing with so much just negative stuff. I am in a homeless shelter, and the employees here, some of them, you know, they really, you know, just using the rule weapon. Then, I need to know, amidst all this negativity, do you see or sense my new housing apartment or such, or roommate situation, and a job, new job, work jobs coming forth? Because I've had enough of being in these shelters and the violation of mine and certain other people's rights. And, you know, always this threat of wanting to throw you out, but they're quick to violate, you know, rights. And then on the job, the temp agency, I went to the assignment today, and I was just, you know, being profiled. I mean, harassed. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? And I've identified myself, told them where I was from. I was there last week. And now my company, Kelly Services, wants to have this talk with me because they disconnected my account. And of course, naturally, and this morning I called and told, you know, what had happened. So I don't know what's going on, but I've just had it. And yes, I'm applying to jobs. But yeah, it just seems like just, you know, such negative, you know, file energy and different stuff coming up. And so.
Patricia, I'm so sorry that you have to deal with that. Okay, well, Patricia, I pulled some cards for you here. Let's go ahead and read these out to you because I feel like they're very beautiful cards. And I want you to know that there is good on the horizon. Hang in there. The first card that I got for you here was an oracle card, and it is called the Spark of Life. And this says here, don't sink into hopelessness and despair, for in you lives a spark of life that is undefeated and unbeatable. You can overcome everything your destiny depends upon. So you are destined to move out of heavy energy and come out of it, you know, just brilliantly and much more resiliently. So hang in there, because
what a perfect message, Ellie.
Yeah. The card that I got for you, Trisha, the tarot card here, is the Knight of Pentacles. Now this is the card, the reminder to you. I feel like the spirit is saying, hang in there and also prospect. Make sure that you're keeping your options open and looking forward to what you can do now to prepare yourself for later.
Yeah.
So even though there are factors that feels like that are working against you, it is definitely encouragement from spirit to keep moving forward. The other card that I got here for you was the Four of Cups. And that is the card that speaks to just being in that stage of discernment and saying, no, this does not serve me. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to keep moving forward until I find something that does work for me. So the overall message here that I'm getting that is really coming through is just keep moving forward and keep being, what is that word? I'm feeling like determined. Keep being determined to achieve what it is you want, whether it's, you know, the new apartment, new home, new roommates, and the new job. So just keep that determination burning bright. Don't let, you know, things as heavy as they get, don't let things keep you in this kind of energy of, oh my gosh, it's never going to work. It's, you know, I'm so tired of this. We understand that it's tiring, but spirit here is really like giving you a big cheer and saying, you've got this, hang in there. It's going to get better. Spark of life here. Don't sink into hopelessness. You've got this.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Thanks for the call, Patricia. I hope it works out for you.
Yes, it will. Thank you.
All righty. Good luck on that. And, you know, I was just dabbling. I wasn't going to, like, you know, give stuff specifically to her. But, you know, I just was like, I wonder what would come up. And I got the Four of Coins. And, you know, four is the numerology, you know, coming up. And it's like that structure again. And I think that's the real key. In a situation like that, when you're, you know, bummed by all the different things, rather than bucking the system where you're at, you move to a different structure, literally. A different house, apartment, structure. That's the whole idea. Like, move to a completely different place, you know, and there's somebody that can help her. There's something, I feel like there's somebody that can help her. And in fact, maybe multiple people, because I had also gotten the Three of Cups. So, like, you know, ideas from friends, help from friends. Maybe they know somebody that's, you know, has a situation with a room or something, you know, that kind of thing. And also, it's a card of celebration. Like, I think it's going to get better. Yeah. Anyway, wow, we're ending on time. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Yeah, I love how this show went, you know, and I didn't do a lot of the, you know, telling, you know, we're here almost every day, and it's like telling everybody on every show what shows are coming up is, I think, just eating up time at this point. I'm going to stop doing it. I'm just going to be like, okay, y'all need to go to the page and look at what show, because all the upcoming live streams are all on our YouTube channel, Psychic Talk. So youtube.com/@sign Psychic Talk. It's hard. Or just go psychic.cafe/YouTube and it'll take you there. Thanks, Ellie, for coming on. I hope you'll come back sometime next week. I'm probably going to do this again with the, we were testing out all evening shows this week, and it's great. I get so much more done during the day when I do the show at night. Of course, I'm kind of dragging, like, dinner happens and you know, it's like maybe an hour, 45 minutes before the show at 6:30 my time. And I'm like literally going, okay, it's time to, you know, climb in the bed, you know, start, what's the term for it? Just went right in and right out of my head. Binge watching. It's time to start binge watching some Netflix or something. And then I'm like, oh damn, I got to do a show in 40 minutes. Damn. But
all wind down.
Yeah. But in general, it's been really good and fun. It's been fun. I'm just trying to streamline things a little bit, you know, and I'm asking Michelle when she wants to come on, you know, come on next week. And I'm going to do Monday. I think I'm going to do Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday again. And I just talked to Catherine, and she's getting a little better, but her voice still hasn't come back. She's been really sick for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. She's been out of it. Sometimes it's been hard to get a hold of her, you know, but I heard from her today, and definitely not going to be here tomorrow, but maybe the following Friday. Yeah. Alrighty, everybody. So we will see you, be back on Saturday. Oh, and Sunday is Pamela Steele is going to be my host. Bye, Ellie. Great hanging out with you.